Now, a 1030 KVOI news update provided by KVOA News 4.
Good afternoon, I'm John Davidson. People who buy health insurance through the Affordable Care Act are about to see a price jump. The report from the Department of Health and Human Services says health premiums will increase by 22%. In Arizona, a 27-year-old buying a benchmark silver plan will see prices go from $196 to $422 a month, according to the report. U.S. Marshals arrested a man in Tucson wanted in New Mexico for failing to register as a sex offender. William Kammerer was taken into custody on Monday. New Mexico officials had been unable to locate Kammerer, who was previously convicted of victimizing a 14-year-old girl. University of Arizona freshman Morgan Wallen received a scholarship that she didn't apply for. The $6,000 Silver and Sage Award is given to deserving students to help the financial burden of attending a four-year college. Wallen said when she first saw the email, she didn't think it was real. When she checked her bursar's account, she saw that she would soon be awarded the scholarship funds. The scholarship is awarded by the Silver and Sage Society, which Wallen says is a secret UA alumni association through the Eller College of Management. Wallen said she's grateful to be the recipient of the grant money. And it's game one in tonight's historic World Series matchup. First pitch at 5:08 our time. The Cubs are looking for their first World Series title in 108 years. Cleveland has not won the series since 1948. In case you're interested, tickets for game three in Chicago are priced on StubHub at nearly $1 million. Sunny skies with a high today near 90 degrees. Overnight low 60. That's the latest from KVOI, The Voice.
Everybody, Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen, Ray engineering and producing the show. Ray, somewhere up in heaven, Dad is looking down, and he's really excited, my dad, about the Cubs tonight, because as a little kid, Dad would take me to Wrigley Field, and we would sit there, and we'd try to get there real early, so we would be in the front row there in the bleachers, and we'd be able to talk to some of the ball players that were out like in right and left field. But it's so exciting for me actually to see the Chicago Cubs in a World Series in my lifetime. And I'm not that young. So it's been a long wait. Anyway, welcome to the Buckmaster Show. A lot of people are excited about the Cubbies. A lot of people will be Cub fans for a couple of weeks for sure. Anyway, it's Tuesday, October the 25th, 2016. We're coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. We live stream the program, so you can listen to us anywhere in the world at buckmastershow.com. That's my website. And KVOI, that's the fine website here at the station. We're going to talk about the United Way and what they're doing about trying to help people who are down on their luck, homeless people, trying to help people who are living in poverty. Ken Briggs is with me. Ken is the Senior Director of Community Development for the United Way of Tucson in Southern Arizona. Ken, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bill.
I was very interested when Doug Martin here, the general manager, owner of our radio station, gave me this little pamphlet that the United Way has put out, which is really, it's a help guide. It's got services that somebody that is down on their luck could perhaps at least start to turn their lives around.
Yeah, that's right. It is, I've been with United Way now for about 2.5 years, and when I came, the pamphlet, the help book was shown to me right away. I oversee the VITA program, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, that provides free tax preparation for folks in Pima County. And we made sure we had that available to hand out. Our partner agencies are handing it out. It can be a great help to people.
And it's not a a huge booklet. It's just a very small little help guide.
Yeah, it'll fit in your wallet.
Yeah. So I think it's a great thing to have in your car. Somebody maybe on a street corner is asking for assistance in some way. Hand them one of those.
Right. Yeah. I think quite a few... quite a few of our supporters do that. They'll take a handful and then come back for more after they've handed these out.
What can be done about getting people? We're notorious in this town. We've been one of the we've had a long history of folks who do live below the poverty line. What's being done to turn that around?
Well, several things. On the one end, there is a lot of good work being done to generate more jobs. Those jobs mean a lot to Tucson, and so those who are trying to drive the economic engine from job development and business development are an important piece to this. But there are a lot of folks that don't have the education, may not have the English language skills, may have some other barriers to employment, that are struggling. And so most of the folks who that we're looking at, yes, there is a homeless population here, and a lot of good work is being done by the Tucson Pima Collaboration to End Homelessness. Among others, including the city and the county, looking at some... Well, Bill, let me just say that there are so many interesting efforts going on right now. It's actually kind of exciting. We're looking at those economic drivers, but we're also looking at ways to bring together these other efforts. Job developers with... job readiness trainers who happen to be in behavioral health or happen to be working with those who've been incarcerated and are returning.
You're talking about the collaboration level has really, we've upped our ante in the collaboration.
I believe we have. And there's still a lot of loose ends in this, but when we can get systems working with each other, then we don't have people falling through cracks so easily.
How about this United Way program? I know you're facilitating. You're very happy with the it's called Community Cradle to Career.
Yeah. My colleagues at United Way are facilitating that, but it is a community. We would call it a collective impact because it's really bringing – it's larger than just collaboration. There are several – there's a leadership group, but there are several coming spokes going off of that to change networks to make sure that kids age 0 to 5 are getting ready for kindergarten. From kindergarten to third grade, that they're going to be able to read at third grade level. All the way through high school graduation and getting ready for a career. So there's a lot of effort to improve the outcomes there. So there's work between the schools, between businesses, with the government, and nonprofit agencies together. That's probably the spotlight of collaboration going on right now.
And when the winter comes around, and we're supposed to have in many parts of the country, you'd never know it here in Tucson with record-breaking temperatures we've been having, but it's going to be a very cold winter, and that could mean an increase in the homeless population, and that was pretty much a headline story last year here in Tucson with the homeless population downtown. Are we making some progress in collaboration in that area to getting these people off the streets?
I can tell you that the agencies that I work with in the Tucson Pima Collaboration to End Homelessness are doing really good work all the time. Finding people, talking to them, helping them make decisions about coming, getting into housing. Some folks will refuse it. Mm-hmm. And others, when they get the opportunity, they'll go for it. But you know, that's a whole system too, because a lot of people, people experiencing homelessness may also have other issues. So it could be, you know, a chronic illness. It could be substance abuse. It could be mental health issues. There are just so many, and those all need to be addressed. But the philosophy is put them in housing first, give them someplace safe, and those other services, including employment preparation and retraining, can take place more easily.
But the first priority is to get a roof over their head, right?
That's right.
Yeah, get them off the street.
Right.
Yeah. And that is sometimes easier said than done, because with of these people, let's face it, they choose, for whatever reason, I guess it's like a lifestyle.
It can be a lifestyle. Yeah. It can also be, you know, influenced by some of these other factors, whether it's mental illness or you know, other factors. It's just one of those things that there's some really interesting and good people who are out there all the time in the washes. Downtown, working with these folks who have found themselves in these dire circumstances. The other, you know, there are a lot of veterans who are experiencing homelessness, and there's a good group of people with the VA and with these other agencies who are working to help them.
So I think our takeaway message from you today, Ken Briggs, is that collaboration is moving to a higher level in this community to deal with a multitude of problems, from homelessness to education to getting people jobs.
That's right. And to being able to achieve that financial stability where they can look ahead a little ways.
Why don't we end it on that positive note? Ken, thank you very much. And if people would like this little handout pamphlet, the help guide, which I like to keep in the car, where can they get a hold of that?
Well, probably the best thing to do would be to come to United Way.
You're located at?
330 North Commerce Park Loop.
Okay.
And we'll have them at the front desk, or if they're not at the front desk, we'll get them.
Okay. Ken Briggs, Senior Director of Community Development for the United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona. Thank you, Ken, for all you do.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Coming up on the Buckmaster Show, Shelley Fishman, and he's giving me a thumbs down on the other side of the glass, means the market's struggling. And is that any surprise? Seems to be a Tuesday kind of thing here on the Buckmaster Show. Not sure what that's about, but I am sure of one thing. Green Things is the place to go for all of your gardening needs. My roses that I purchased recently are doing very, very well. Despite all this very unseasonably warm weather we've been having, Green Things hosts gardening workshops. They are free Saturday and Sunday at 3384 East River Road. Go to their website, greenthingsaz.com, to find out what the topics will be this weekend. Green Things, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of Brandy Fenton Park on 13 acres. It is a destination in itself. Be right back.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. And with almost 60 flights a day taking off from Tucson International Airport nonstop to San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Oakland, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Denver, Portland, Seattle, Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, and easy one-stop connections to hundreds of destinations around the world, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Wednesday on the Buckmaster Show, our monthly visit with our health contributor, Dr. Victoria Mazes. Dr. Mazes is the executive director of the University of Arizona-based Center for Integrative Medicine. Buckmaster on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI, with worldwide live streaming, podcasts, and the archive on my website, buckmastershow.com.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And my recommendation is a consultation with the gentleman who is seated to my left here in studio. That is Mr. Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner. Shelley, it's good to see you. We were both taking a week off.
Yep.
You headed for the New York area and had a good time in New York.
Yeah, New York and also Washington, D.C.
And D.C.
Spent some time down at the brand new African-American History Museum.
I heard that's really nice.
Oh, it's spectacular.
And then I was up in Toronto and Ontario, and we were both mentioning during the break, we both had unseasonably warm weather. So Tucson wasn't the only place and isn't the only place that had some hot weather. The difference is it cooled off dramatically.
It did at the end of the week.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you don't believe in global warming, just go and walk through Central Park in the middle of October and see no yellow or red leaves.
Oh, my goodness.
Everything is green.
I know. It's very strange. Very strange autumn that we are having. This AT&T bid to buy Time Warner is a lot of people very concerned about this.
Yeah, well, this is very important for the markets because the telecommunications and media sectors of the markets are really very, very important to the overall markets. And to the extent that this would or could create a mega giant that would force other companies within the sector to also seek mergers, similar types of vertical mergers, and we'll talk about that in a second. The implications for investors could be very, very large. AT&T is going to pay about $85 billion with a B, dollars.
Whoa.
About half of it in stock, half of it in cash. We've talked about companies having extra money that they're not investing.
Yeah.
So there's AT&T with a bunch of bucks,
yeah.
And they're going to invest it. But they're going to invest it at a 35% premium to the existing price, or what was the existing price, of Time Warner. So they believe that this merger is going to be very good for their business, to the extent that that combined business is worth to them a 35% increment over what Time Warner is worth in the stocks to people who value stocks today.
You have some background with AT&T.
I do. Full disclosure, Bill, I worked for AT&T twice, once for 17 years and once for a year and a half, and I'm currently on a pension from AT&T.
Oh, okay. So where does the regulatory bodies, or who regulates something like this?
Well, there are several regulatory interests involved. Certainly the FCC will be involved. Certainly the Federal Trade Commission will be involved. There will be lots of industry groups involved and wanting to chime in as to whether or not this is a good thing or a bad thing. The whole idea of the open internet and something called neutrality, internet neutrality, is going to be something that's going to be revisited for this. AT&T is currently a vast company made up of one of the subsidiaries of the original AT&T that was spun off and then recombined and finally reacquired both the name and the business of the original remaining AT&T. So that's kind of ironic. But AT&T is in the business of distributing and displaying information, so that what you have AT&T doing, of course, is providing cellular service, providing landline and broadband services. They have other businesses that they're part of, but they're essentially a provider not of the content, but of the information that makes up that content. Time Warner is a company that is up the vertical chain from AT&T and is a company that provides the content. So some of Time Warner's businesses are Warner Brothers, CNN, and you can go on. There's just a bunch of those things that HBO. These are companies that create content and then need to distribute that content through some public media, and AT&T is part of that public media. By the way, AT&T recently acquired and completed the acquisition of DirecTV. So AT&T has lots of tentacles into your home and into businesses. For AT&T to pay a premium for Time Warner means they think there's some competitive advantage in being able to take that content and use their own distribution media to distribute that information. Now, we have some history. The Paramount case in the 1940s was settled actually eventually by the Supreme Court, or upheld by the Supreme Court, that said if you create the information, as Paramount Pictures did, you cannot own the distribution and the display facilities, such as the theaters, because that constitutes restraint of trade.
Okay.
So that is already being cited as a precedent for why this is a very cautionary tale for AT&T and Time Warner. In addition, you have the problem when a company acquires too much mass within an industry, its mass can be viewed as a kind of prima facie anti-competitive, because they have the ability to stop others from entering the industry that they would control. Now, AT&T used to be a monopoly. It was a monopoly with a United States,
yeah.
Ma Bell,
yeah,
with a charter from the United States to create a monopoly to provide a nationally acceptable or nationally desirable endpoint, and that was universal service at average or affordable rates. AT&T accomplished that and then got into some trouble because they had no place else to go. Mm-hmm. And the very accomplishment of that end meant that they were stifling competition and stifling technological progress. People like IBM and Sperry and the big computer companies were very much opposed to AT&T expanding into their areas.
Quickly, Shelley, difference between vertical and horizontal acquisition. Okay. Give us
the
bottom line.
If a vertical acquisition would be you take the various pieces of the product or service that you provide and string those together from top to bottom, so from production to distribution to display, would be a vertical chain. In the oil industry, another precedent, by the way, it would be from drilling to refining to distribution to the gas pump.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that the oil industry was broken up in 1911, early on, because of that. AT&T was sued in the early 1900s and because of their monopolistic tendencies, and again in 1956, and again in 1976. So there's a lot of precedent for why these things might not be in the national interest. I have a different concern, however.
What is it?
The concern is, well, let's do the horizontal thing
first. Yeah, real quick.
Okay, horizontal would be that I acquire more and more mass in the industry or the piece of the industry that I'm in. But there's another kind of horizontal acquisition, and that would be buying stuff completely out of your realm. For instance, the old ITT bought bread companies and Avis Rent-A-Car, and they couldn't manage it.
Okay.
And that was the problem. And that would be the problem, I believe, with Time Warner and AT&T. It's too big to manage. You can't have a grasp of all of that business. And unless you're looking for ways to somehow control advantage within that stream, you're going to disadvantage the consuming public. This will not... And AT&T will make the argument very strongly, I'm sure, that this will be good for the public. But the public has to be very cautious and look at this with a very wary eye, because this is going to create a company that is so huge that they could, in fact, control large pieces of the information you and I depend upon.
Oh, yes. So just to wrap this up, the next step in the regulatory process would be?
Well, the next step is the agencies are going to take a look at it.
Okay.
They will hold hearings. Congress will hold hearings. Industry associations
could
will
hold
hearings.
Could it go to the Supreme
Court? Oh, it absolutely could. In other words, if the Federal Trade Commission or the FCC decided to file suit,
right,
there would be a whole process which AT&T would either back down and give up the idea, or they would pursue this idea, and it could go as high as the Supreme Court, certainly.
Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner, excellent presentation for us today in trying to lay all this out, and some of your concerns, I think, are very valid. Shelley, a good way to reach you through?
Through thebuckmastershow.com. Absolutely.
Right. We'll get you over to Shelley then. Thank you, Shelley. See you next Tuesday.
Thanks, Bill.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Local Tucson business, American Openings, is pleased to be a sponsor of Gospel Rescue Mission. They're on a mission to restore lives that are afflicted by homelessness, hopelessness, and addiction. Each day, the Gospel Rescue Mission in Tucson houses, feeds, and ministers to hundreds of men, women, and children. Gospel Rescue Mission, where homelessness ends and lives are restored. You can learn more at grmtucson.com. American Openings is proud to support Gospel Rescue Mission.
Fiery Chili
Decadent chocolate, enduring traditions at Tohono O'Toole's annual Chilies and Chocolate Festival. Enjoy culinary demonstrations, Day of the Dead face painting, live music and local art Friday and Saturday, October 28th and 29th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Throughout the gardens, vendors feature Day of the Dead inspired crafts, chili roasting, chocolate and culinary tastings, and more. Tickets are $15 for general public and $5 for members. For more information, visit tohonochul.org.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amori's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amori is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amori, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amori on the web at viroamori.com.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. Almost 60 flights take off every day from Tucson International Airport and announcing the newest destination, New York.
American Airlines, now boarding nonstop to JFK.
Daily nonstop service to New York starts October 7th with connections across the Atlantic and throughout the Northeast. Now with 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. We bring you national stories ignored by the mainstream media. Sources include the Washington Times News Service, Personal Liberty Digest, the National Center for Policy Analysis, the Washington Free Beacon, and the Heartland Institute. It is national news coverage from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. It's not too early to be thinking about the weekend, is it, Ray? We're always thinking about the weekend. Even when Tuesday rolls around, how about a road trip? 3 hours east of Tucson, the end of October would be a perfect time of year over in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Great weekend to take a hike in the Gila National Wilderness, and there's a full listing of the many things to do and the many great places to stay. It's kind of one-stop shopping if you go to southwestnewmexico.org. Spelled out, you'll have everything you need right there for a lovely weekend in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. The Buckmaster Show contributor on education is Dr. Robert Hendricks. Dr. Hendricks is the Associate Professor Emeritus at the UA College of Education. He's the former head of the Department of Educational Policy Studies and Practice. He has taught organizational theory, human resource management, and policy at the master's and doctoral levels. He's the former superintendent of the Flowing Wells School District, even has a school that has been named after him. He is the former Arizona Top School Superintendent of the Year. He's with us on the live line. Dr. Hendricks, how are you?
I'm doing well. A little weary from my travels, but I done it enough I can bounce back.
Yeah, that is quite a trip that you did. You flew over to Dallas, and then you went nonstop Dallas to Hong Kong, which is, I'm going to guess, 14 hours, something like that?
Yeah, it's about 14 hours. A little bit slower going over than coming back because of the airstream. But it's a long time sitting in a seat.
Yes, it is. But once you arrived in Hong Kong, you had a very busy schedule. And I want to talk a little bit about what you were doing over there. You were meeting with educators and holding some seminars. What was the bottom line?
Well, it's an interesting project, Bill. I've been working with a group of families that are known as the one percenters. These are families that have children that are the top scoring youngsters who aspire to go to international universities, many of them in the States, but also in the UK and Australia. So they're very motivated. They've been motivated their entire life, not only to score the best, but to achieve the best once they are enrolled in top universities. And in fact, they do. They outscore many of our U.S. counterpart students, and they rank, the best of the best. Unfortunately, there's two areas that they don't do as well, and those areas are critical thinking skills and group communication. Interestingly, two areas that are not very accurately measured on achievement tests, but nonetheless really important educational survival skills if you're going to get through those early years in college.
And there's so much pressure, Dr. Hendricks, on the families if they want the kids to do real well and go to a top school, because if you don't, your education days could be very much numbered, correct?
Yes, and actually how I became involved in this project was really kind of through the back end, and that is I dealt with foreign students who were where we had cases of plagiarism.
Hmm.
And the reason they were plagiarizing is because, in my opinion, they did not have the skill set to do certain tasks, particularly noticeable their freshman year in college. And that is not in cases of mathematics or cases where there were requirements to do core knowledge kinds of activities. It was when they were required, for example, in an English class to do a comparative study or an opinion piece. They simply did not have that skill or that experience to, for example, compare authors in a critical way or to express their opinion about some political or social issue. These students are not taught to do that. It's not that they can't do it, it's just they haven't been taught to do it. So this project is helping them develop the skill set to think logically, to think reflectively, to think creatively. And then the other part of that, Bill, is the idea that students often are given the challenge of working in groups, in teams. And this is another skill set that typically Chinese students, in this case Hong Kong students, are not used to. They do things independently. They do not work in groups, and they're not socialized to work in groups. So that's the other part of what we're trying to do. These are students who speak English exceedingly well. They speak Cantonese. they speak Mandarin, and in many cases speak multiple other languages. So it's not about intellectual capacity to do it. It's just that It's a learned skill. And interestingly enough, students in the United States exceed very, very well in those two areas, but we don't do quite as well in areas where it requires memorization and cognitive skills that are of a different kind of set.
So what do you do? What is your approach then with these students, these one percenters, to develop these this critical thinking and cooperative learning?
Well, these are juniors and seniors in high school. And what we try to do is give them a lot of case studies, a lot of examples, practice exercises in which it stretches their thinking to do comparative analytical kinds of pieces. And again, they can read a piece of literature, and they can report back to you almost like a book report what they've read. They can do that perfectly. But if you challenge them to give their opinion, or if you challenge them to contrast the philosophy of one author with the philosophy of another, very, very difficult to do that. And so we've developed a series of exercises that help them do that. And then the second part of that is we give them experiences of working together in teams, because in the workplace, that's a very natural kind of setting. And so for them to learn to do that as international students is also going to be a life skill that they're going to long remember and long use.
Do they pick up on that pretty quickly?
They do. They do. Again, you know, capacity, intellectual capacity is not lacking here. They learn it exceedingly well. In a couple days, they are, it's a complete difference in their approach. First of all, we're giving them consent to do that. And in the traditional educational system, that consent is not given. They're not given consent to argue or to look at things in a critical way.
Where do the kids want to go to school? All over the world, top universities?
All over the world, but primarily in the United States, the United Kingdom, and Australia. Those are the top three areas that they seek to be enrolled. And of course, in the higher the prestige of the school, the better. And the financial resources don't seem to be a problem, because families have saved all their life for the opportunity for their children to go to such schools.
Wow. Fascinating.
Education is priority number one.
Okay. Yeah. Fascinating stuff. Dr. Robert Hendricks, thank you very much. I'm glad you had a safe journey to Hong Kong, and I'm glad you're back in the United States. Thank you very much.
I'll talk to you next month.
All right. Dr. Okay. Robert Hendricks, right. Always fascinating to talk with Bob. He has so much information. He's sought after, obviously, all over the world to give his opinion on education. We're delighted to have him. We're also delighted to have Dan Gibson of Visit Tucson, who's going to be with us after we take the break. And Dan will be hosting our twice monthly Fox Tucson Theater Arts Report. That's next on Buckmaster.
Hi, Dr. Kevin Lehman. Want to see the fastest draw in all the West? Want to see it again? Anyway, if you're looking for somebody to take care of those termites that you've got in your house, do yourself a favor. Call my friend Shelby Hawkins over at 5-Star Termite and Pest Control. They do a great job, they're economical, and they're friendly to our environment. 886-0045.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Experience the best of the Canadian Rocky Mountains with the rail journey on Rocky Mountaineer. You'll travel alongside the powerful Kicking Horse River and pass by monumental landmarks from the early days of the National Railway. On this legendary route, you'll see postcard images around each bend, including stays in picturesque Lake Louise, with scenic tours of Jasper National Park, and much more. Contact Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Rocky Mountaineer rail journey today. Bon Voyage Travel, your travel experts.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, our arts report sponsored by the crown jewel of downtown, Fox Tucson Theater. On Friday, November the 18th, the Fox presents Boogie Stomp, a live theatrical performance telling the fascinating story of American piano music, its origins, history, and how it shaped today's popular music. Then on Saturday, November 19th, this is going to be a great show, the Fox Theater presents An Evening with Bruce Hornsby, the multi-Grammy Award winner. His career highlights included that very popular song, The Way It Is. He also collaborated with other artists with the song The End of the Innocence. That was a terrific song co-written with Don Henley. Friday, November 25th, start the holiday season, bringing the whole family to see Lightwire Theaters, a very electric Christmas, a unique combination of dance, puppetry, and technology utilized to tell a magical and captivating tale of friendship, family, and hope, all set to the timeless holiday hits. So a lot's happening at the Fox. Boogie Stomp, Friday, November 18th, An Evening with Bruce Hornsby, Saturday the 19th of November, and Lightwire Theaters, A Very Electric Christmas, Friday, November 25th. Visit foxtucson.com. Dan Gibson is with us from Visit Tucson. Dan, there's never a shortage of great arts performances going on in this town.
No, there's plenty to do. Too much, almost. It's confusing. But that's why I'm here. That's why I'm on this radio program, to try to clarify, give people some direction.
Well, please,
you mentioned,
please do.
Oh, go ahead.
Please do.
The holiday season, you mentioned that it's coming up. Fox Tucson Theater has a great performance for that. But it's never too early to jump on an artisan market to try to find some of these things that you're going to give people for the holidays. This Sunday, October 30th, at Borderlands Brewing Company, crafts and drafts, local vendors, craft activities for families, plus the, you know, they will have food and beer. And this is a side note, I will be playing DJing that event. So if
really?
You want to hear selections from the mind of Dan Gibson, don't let that dissuade you. I'm only there half the time. So
wow.
If you don't want to hear my musical selections, show up later. But it should be a great time. Alternate histories will be there, underestimated cities, lots of great artists in residence.
You'll be going heavy into oldies, I assume.
Yeah, only old Stax records. It'll be great. New gallery opening. Everybody wants to be on top of these things. You want to go to these places first.
Yeah.
Everybody, that's the name of the gallery, is in the Steinfeld Warehouse Community Arts Center.
Yeah.
Newly renovated and all exciting. They're in Studio Q. They have a show opening on Friday, October 28th from 7 to 9 p.m. It'll be an exhibition of mixed media sculpture and printmaking by S.J. Gibson, who is has his MFA from the University of Arizona, but his work's been seen all over the country. Beautiful stuff that helps you reconsider the unknown and your individual role in the construction of your own reality.
Hmm.
That's a lot to process, but that show will be running actually through November 26th if you want to catch it. You can look up Everybody on Facebook, which is a sort of weird thing to check out. But
yes.
Zuzi Theater.
Yeah, Zuzi. Zuzi.
They do a great job over mm-hmm. there on Fifth Avenue. They're doing a show that's sort of an open mic night for choreography. People doing their works in progress, things, ideas they're trying to flesh out. That's Friday, November 4th from 7:30 to 10 p.m. It's youth performers, schools, youth choreography. It's a fun time. They call it No Frills Dance Happening. Hmm. So, I mean, you get an idea. It's a fun chance to see new work being created. They have tickets available at zuzimoveit.org. If you're looking for more on the dance, I know people love dance. Premium Blend is doing their show that they've done the last 10 years with UA Presents at the Stevie Eller Dance Theater. That's November 2nd through November 6th. UA Dance does a spectacular job. They've performed at the Joyce Theater in New York City. They've been all over the world performing. This year, Premium Blend, they're doing masterpieces from the work of Balanchine, plus the work of faculty and a visit by, this is their word, the effervescent Edward Villela. So, I mean, you can't miss that. UAPresents.org is your source for tickets. This might be my favorite thing. If you have not seen these films yet, The Lost Cinema Thursday is showing episodes 7 and 8 of the, I will butcher this name, Kieslowski masterpiece Decalogue. He's a spectacular Polish filmmaker, passed away a few years ago. He did a work called The Decalogue, which is 10-hour-long films that are a meditation on the Ten Commandments. You've missed 1 through 6, but 7, 8, 9, and 10 are still coming up Thursdays at the Lost Cinema. So you don't have to see them all to have it make sense. They're also available on newly on Blu-ray. But go check it out at the Loft. It's a brand-new restoration of it.
You know, we have film festivals. We have food festivals. All of this is really very – I know you're tied into Visit Tucson because when people come to visit our community, they would love to be around when a festival's going on, right?
For sure. No,
yeah.
Absolutely. I don't know if – you know, a lot of the film festivals and things like that, you hope – that's an attraction, but it's also just a tipping point for people. They're like,
yeah.
Hey, that sounds great. That would be a good weekend to go.
We uh-huh.
head down there for that.
Yeah. Okay. We've got time for one or two more. Go ahead, Dan Gibson.
All right. So I don't know if people have been following the 10 West Festival, which has been happening. I think it's in the fourth day. I'll be speaking tomorrow on Pennington somewhere on the street, seemingly, about the UNESCO City of Gastronomy. But Thursday night, the Mexican band Cast will be performing at 191 Tool. Cast is the premier prog rock band of Mexico. They are from Mexicali. They're actually an international band. They have members from Italy and Germany as well. But they actually put on a gigantic prog rock festival in Mexico City. The Mexican consulate brought them here for this 10 West performance. It is an all-ages show at 191 Tool. If you go to rialtotheater.com, you can get more information about that. Also, one of my favorite bands, on Thursday, November 3rd, Mexrecy will be performing at the Rialto Theater. Mexrecy comes from the mind of local musician Sergio Mendoza, with sort of an all-star group of Mexican alternative bands, including Mexican Institute of Sound and others. They perform the songs of Morrissey and the Smiths in the style of regional Mexican music. It is a ton of fun. They performed last year at Hotel Congress's Hoco Fest. I would put this as a gold star on my calendar, November 3rd. This is a can't miss show from this is Dan Gibson's pick of the week. I don't think that's a thing, but I'm throwing it out there.
Mr. Mendoza and his group, they've been performing all over the world, haven't they?
Yeah, they're in Italy, I think now. He has a new album.
Istanbul or something, I thought.
Oh, sure. That seems right.
Yeah, I saw that.
He's everywhere.
Yeah, he is. I saw that on Facebook. Big news, you know, we've talked to the folks at Tucson International Airport, very happy with the way things are going with the nonstop service, American into JFK. It's a game changer, right, Dan Gibson?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, it's great to have people from New York coming here. My biggest tip for people, you know, if you're thinking about visiting New York, you're thinking about going to Europe, look at that American Airlines flight. The sustainability of that flight going both directions is healthy for our economy, and it's healthy for people to see, you know, that, hey, we can fill flights. Tucson is a great destination. It's a great place that we should have more air service. So if you're thinking, gosh, why isn't there a direct flight from Boston? We should fly the New York one, and then maybe we can work on Boston next.
Yeah, and how is the winter shaping up for Visit Tucson?
It's looking good. I think we have a lot of business conventions in right now. Just was at one today, the Family Travel Association, La Paloma, and every month has been up. So there's no reason to believe that we're not rising. The tides are not continuing to rise.
That is very good news. Dan Gibson, always a pleasure from Visit Tucson. Thank you, Dan. Have a great week.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Dan Gibson does such a great job with Visit Tucson in promoting our area for visitors from all over the world. The Arts Report is presented by the Crown Jewel of downtown, Fox Tucson Theater. Want to tell you about some upcoming events in November. The 18th, the Fox presents Boogie Stomp, a live theatrical performance telling the fascinating story of American piano music through its origins, history, and how it shaped today's popular music. An Evening with Bruce Hornsby is coming up Saturday, November the 19th. That's going to be a wonderful event with this multiple Grammy Award winner Bruce Hornsby talking and sharing with us, singing about the highlights from his career. Friday, November the 25th, start the holiday season. Bring the whole family to the Fox to see Light Wire Theaters, a very electric Christmas. That's coming up on the 25th. So to check out the full calendar, we suggest you go to foxtucson.com. They've got all of the great shows coming up. All right, Buckmaster Show, going to wrap it up for this Tuesday. Mike Shaw, Ray Allen, they'll put together their program, Mike Shaw's program, at 4 o'clock today, 4 to 5. Then we do Wake Up Tucson, 3 hours from 6 to 9 tomorrow. And by the way, Mike Shaw's show is now called Mike Check with Mike Shaw, new name, but same great content with the Mike Shaw Show. All right, on behalf of my producer-engineer, Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.